The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past 9 o'clock, we are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, Minnesotan it. Come on.
Did you see that over the weekend?
Yeah.
Despicable awesome. Me destroyed the Lone Ranger.
Is the Lone Ranger shitty? Or did Despicable Me just do so much better? Because
by the way, Lone Ranger made like $60 million or something.
That's chump change. I got that under my sofa cushions. Please. You know what it is? Lone Ranger might be a good movie. I wouldn't know. But Despicable Me...
No, I'm interested.
Well, no, I'd see Lone Ranger. I'm not going to go to the movies. I mean, you know, when it comes around, I'll watch it. But Despicable Me is a kid's movie. And those do good because, listen, you know, you got kids. What are we going to do? Well, let's go to the movies. Here's a kid's movie. Okay.
But why are we in a place where movies can make, you know, $50, $60, $70 million
and be a failure?
Yeah, like,
I know.
Oh, my God. But when you're a bomb, I think, like, $2 million
yeah, make
and
nothing.
It's out of the theater the next week.
Well, the thing is, how much did it take to make Lone Ranger?
True. But those...
That asshole, what's his face? Johnny Depp? Come on. You know how much money they paid him to be in that movie?
Yeah, these movie companies borrow from the better movies anyways. I mean, that's how it works. You know, they borrow from whatever movie company Avengers had. They borrow from all the money they made from Avengers and make other movies.
I suppose. You know what, though? Despicable Me? Good movie.
Wait, the second one?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah, I mean, my son saw it yesterday.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, seen them both. Good movies. They're good.
Well, aren't you special?
Yeah. I'm the only one. However many millions it made, all me.
Nah, I'm not interested. I'm not a kid.
I'm a kid at heart.
Now, Toy Story, that's something different. I like Toy Story.
That's an adult movie. That's not for children. It's fucking... Woody was fucking that Bo Peep.
No, was he? Because he was with... What was the girl? Oh, his girlfriend was the other cowgirl.
No. For a guy who likes those movies, you don't know shit about those movies. Bo Peep was his girl, and when he met up with Jesse, she hooked up with Buzz. Man, you don't know anything.
That is not what happened.
Dude, watch the fucking movies. She was with Buzz by the end.
Number 3?
Yeah, they were together.
How are you gonna fuck a guy in a suit?
You're not fucking anyone. They're not anatomically correct toys.
Maybe they are. Did you look down her pants? I don't know.
Listen, we all know. Those were real toys. And no one had a cock. No one had a vagina.
If they can speak and
stuff, also,
why wouldn't you assume that they can fuck? Why date another toy if you're not going to fuck?
Because they could only rely on their speech, so it's all going to be companionship and conversation. It's like being an old person. Like, we can't really fuck anymore, but, you know, we can talk and hang out, spend some time together.
They say that old people fuck more than, like, any other age group.
If they can get it up. I guess with Viagra...
Get it up!
I guess with Viagra... You know,
well,
they can
you don't
do
have to
now.
Have intercourse. You know, you just have...
What, are they eating each other out?
Let me
take my fucking teeth out.
Oh, yeah. See, dude, everyone says, you know the old joke? Blowjob with a toothless woman would feel pretty good.
What about getting eaten out by a toothless man? Is that good?
I don't know if the teeth...
Or does that don't make a difference?
I'm not a woman, so I've never had my vagina licked, but I assume...
I have, and let me tell you, I've had my vagina licked many a time, and guys aren't using their teeth...
So I'm saying teeth aren't really a problem for cunnilingus.
It's not adding or subtracting anything.
You're the one who brought up the teeth thing on dudes. I don't know why now you're like,
well,
oh,
I said,
how dare you bring that up?
I said teeth on old people.
Yeah.
All right.
And I stayed.
There's old women and old men.
I got to say the whole thing again? I don't know.
I'm just bringing it around full circle, man.
Old people fuck way more than we think they do.
Way more than me.
Well, think about it. Just because you're old, you didn't change. If you like fucking, you're still going to like fucking. You're not going to be like, yeah, I'm done fucking.
How much sex do old people have?
I just told you.
Can you shut the fuck up and let me say my point? Because we both kind of know that
We both know a lot of old people who don't fuck
at all. Yeah, and I think...
But do you? Not really.
A lot of old women kind of shut that part down. So are there a lot of old women who really want it?
From what I've heard from people who work at nursing homes, they're constantly fucking. And they can't do anything about it.
They're adults. Why would you try and stop them?
I don't know. They're already...
Hey, stop that!
I mean, it's basically a prison that they're in.
Yeah, I know. Their families don't really want to take care of them. They must feel like shit. Oh, you know those people you raised into adulthood?
Now they created with your sperms and eggs?
Now they don't want to return the favor and they shipped you off.
They don't want to clean up your shit. No one wants to clean up an old man's shit.
No, you know what the thing is? There's a lot of old people who are perfectly capable of going to the bathroom on their own. You know, they're not infirm. They're just, you know, that's where they are. They really don't have any place else to go. So they're in a home. It's like, I don't need someone to wipe my ass. I'm going to wipe my own ass.
It's going to be weird what's going to happen when our generations get old, because it's going to be different. Because that people who are like 80, 90 now, and maybe even a little bit in the 70s, although baby boomers are creeping up, they were still closed-minded about shit. Like, you know, they're all...
What's closed-minded? You're talking about all the fucking they're doing.
I know, but for the most part, if you tell me, show me an old person, I could pretty much pinpoint.
I will not fuck him. You're right.
I'll pinpoint they're religious, they're pretty conservative, you know, all that shit.
Not my grandpa.
Nine or ten times, worshiping
the devil.
9 or 10 times.
Yeah.
But you know, 20 years from now, you're gonna have people. Oh,
you know what's gonna be gross? 20 years from, not even 20. Let's say 50 years from now, we're gonna have old fucks with wrinkly old sleeve tattoos, all these weird piercings sagging 3 feet down. His gauges from his ears are going to be like fucking all torn up and loose, just dropping down.
All the old people pictures being thrown around on Twitter, and because all these girls now are like, their whole life they've been putting naked pictures online. They're going to keep doing it.
I don't know about that. Like, I say they're still going to put their hot young pictures up there. Then when you go out on that blind date, like, what the fuck? Some old lady.
Because you go to a cam site, you know, it's 99% young girls, but you know,
there are a few old bags.
But they're not really old. They're like 50 maybe.
Yeah.
20 years from now, you're going to start seeing 60 and 70 year old girls start showing up in the cams.
I mean, and cams are your life, so you're going to see all of them. So, I mean, I'm happy for you.
The cam girls are one of our favorite subjects to talk about.
I know. We love whores.
But underneath it all, it's sad because what are they going to do?
Well, it's the same thing with strippers and prostitutes. How many
years? Best case scenario, you get, what, 30 years out of that, I guess? And that's saying best case scenario.
I'm not even close to that for the most part.
Well, cam girls, I mean, you can keep, you know, no one's going to, there's no stopping you.
Well, actually, there is stopping you because you've been doing it, you know, for years. And I don't know, a couple years have gone by and you haven't made a fucking cent from it. No one's going into that room and watching you. No one's giving you any tokens or coins or chitlets, whatever the fuck kind of currency they have on your
tokens.
Site. Tokens. Man, it's different sites. They might have different things. But that's what stops you. As usual, the marketplace stops you. No one's paying for it. So why would you bother anymore? Like, but as we talk about, it's the same thing with strippers. Like, listen, I'm a hot-ass chick who's fucked up. So I'm going out to the clubs, I'm getting naked, I'm grinding on guys, I'm getting money. You get older and older and older, now no one wants you there anymore.
The difference with that is that you can't get hired. Like the owner's going to be like, we don't really need you anymore.
We don't require your services any longer.
But a cam girl, you know, as long as she's got a computer and the internet still.
That's true, but as I said, the marketplace will tell you, you don't work here anymore. Yeah, I mean, you can. You keep putting it up.
But there's guys in all those rooms. Like, there's some girls like, there should be zero guys in this room by the way she looks.
I mean, people do have fetishes.
It's insane.
But how much of a living can you make depending on the fetishes of a minority? I don't mean like black people or Hispanic. I mean, minority is in a small number of people.
I get it.
Okay.
So earlier in the week, I saw Tegan and Sara live. In concert.
They're singers, in case people...
Everyone knows who they are.
Everyone. They're so fucking famous. They're on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they are.
Are they today? Today's not Saturday, but...
Well, it's not the season. Yeah. It's off season. Saturday Night Live is dark until September.
Really? I haven't seen it in years. I wouldn't know.
Anyhow, piece of shit. I was wondering, like, if I somehow got to talk to them and I started hitting on them, like, would they be, like, thrown? Like, what's up? No. This guy? Does he know we're lesbians?
They're attractive chicks. Guys still hit on them. They don't care.
Do you think that a really big known lesbian are still getting hit on by guys? You think so?
Attractive ones, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, guys are dumb.
You think Ellen DeGeneres is getting hit on at the supermarket?
Did you hear me say attractive?
I know. Okay, so Tegan and Sarah, both really hot Ellen's girls. Yeah, Ellen's
fucking ugly as shit.
You still think guys, even though that they're, like, some of the most famous, not counting Katie Lang, famous lesbian musicians.
As I said.
You still think they're getting hit on?
In your world, they're famous. I don't know how famous they really are. But yeah, they are being hit on. Guys are dumb. Well, I mean, they're getting
thousands of people, you know, see them in concerts.
Yeah. Guys are dumb and they're hot chicks. They're still going to hit on them. They're going to hope that, well, I know they're not really into guys, but maybe they'll make an exception. Maybe we could have a threesome.
See, here's the thing.
Guys are dumb.
There's girls who, you know, dabble in lesbian stuff. But you know, what are you looking like? Yeah, but they're going to end up, in the long run, they're going to end up with a dude. They're going to marry a guy.
Yeah, I mean, they dabble.
Tegan
sometimes.
And Sarah, I don't know. Hardcore. They might have never been with guys, you know.
They won't even look at a guy. When they're walking down the street, if they see a guy, they'll turn their heads.
So it makes me wonder.
It hurts.
Like, if you are hitting on a lesbian, do they tell you they're a lesbian or.
Probably.
Are they polite? Or they, you know.
I would hope they're nice about it. Listen, it's not an insult. I'm a man, you're a woman, I find you attractive. I'm letting you know.
I'm sorry, sir, you seem to be in the wrong place.
That's my vagina and it's not for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me back out of here. Sorry. My mistake.
Or are they doing what gay guys mess with straight dudes? You just kind of ignore it and run.
Wait, what gay guys do with straight dudes?
No, you know, when gay guys see a straight guy, they like to goof on him sometimes? Like, you know, hey. Like when we went to that gay bar the one time and guys were harassing
I mean, you say that. I mean, that's never happened to me.
Well, you're not as handsome as I am.
One time, one of my old roommates had a gay friend who he worked with at a job. And apparently, I showed up and the gay guy seen me and the gay guy was like, oh, that dude's hot. So one gay guy liked me.
You were holding your head up high the rest of that day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Somebody liked me. At the time, no one found me attractive, man or woman. So just finding out that someone liked me, thought I looked good, you know, it's nice.
That's like our old roommate used to make out dudes all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He would say, he would swear up and down, he's straight. But when he gets drunk, he likes to make out with certain guys.
And the guy he made out with was later or before raped by this girl, Fat T, we knew. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I do recall.
The guy was drunk and she just hopped on top.
Yeah, she even said, like, I know he didn't really want to, but
listen, girl has needs.
It's true. And she was a big girl.
And no one's going to be
if
like...
If you say no, she could just overrule you and say yes.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for a dude. Like, oh wait, some girl had sex with you and made you? Oh God.
You know what? It's so funny, the double standard, and it's so true because, you know...
There's a reason for the double standard.
Yeah, no one will give a shit. If some, like, beast grabbed you, like, took you down an alley, beat you over the head, yanked on your pants, and started sucking, you run out of there crying. Please! Your shirt's torn, you know, like the role reversal... You know, they'll laugh you out of the fucking station.
Why? That's right.
Now you reverse the roles. There's a woman doing that. Holy shit. There's a manhunt for your
ass.
Well,
there should be.
Why? Aren't we all equal?
Because, here's the thing.
We're not equal then.
A guy from the day he turns 13 or what, you know, the day a pube pops out, his main goal in life is to have sex as much time as he can. So at some point...
So a man doesn't have the right to say no. Is that what you're saying?
No man saying no.
Ever? You've never said no to a woman in your life?
I would say if no one else is around and no one can find out about it, a guy will have sex with anyone.
That is true, because there's this one girl in particular that to this day you don't like to admit that you had sex with, but I know you did.
What?
One time we were at a party and this beast was super into you and you got her phone number and then you told me that you were going to go visit her and after that day, He did not ever want to mention that again.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly, exactly. I guess it's true. Men don't have the right to say no. HotshotWizKids.com.
What girls have you turned down?
Actually, remember the old lady at the bar? I turned all her right. down. But there was this one young girl who was chubby, and it really, I turned her down for no reason. Like, she, like, pretty much, she told people that she liked me, and she was always talking to me, asking me if I had a girlfriend. And you know what? I had shit going on, but as usual, when you're young.
Here's the thing. You knew that other people would find out about it. But I'm saying, you are in the room, no one knows about it, no one will find out, you're not turning that girl down.
I mean, I haven't been in that situation, so, I mean, you could say that, but I really don't know for me.
You know for a fact. There's not, I don't care, that old lady at the bar, you're like, fuck it.
I know you little fucking monsters, okay, but I'm not you.
You're turning her down if she's in some, somehow you have a party and you end up.
That's the far-fetched thing, I know, having far-fetched. A party. For whatever, somehow.
Forget the reason why. Tonight, you get in bed, there's the old lady with you.
Get the fuck out of my
house. Nude, she starts touching you below the waist still area. You're going to be like, no, no, no.
Okay, wait. I mean, you're probably right, within reason. If it's an old lady, like a fucking 80-year-old bag, like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, for the but rest are still perky, why not?
Listen, within reason, yeah. I mean, most guys are like, eh, fucking, all right, whatever, sure. As I said, within reason.
Guys have done a lot of disgusting things.
Yes, this is another Extendo minisode, so let's end this here. I'm not even sure what our topic was, what we were talking about, entertainment.
It wasn't a topic, it was just entertainment.
And you're entertained, so there you go. HotshotWizKids.com, predictabilities, shut up and watch the movie, full sodes, mini sodes.
Share the new episodes with your friends on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know if you
knew
that.
So you're in luck.
We're on Google Plus. Anyone still use that? I don't know.
Did anyone ever use that? Wasn't that supposed to be the next big thing, but it never caught on?
I think when you go there, people are like, hey, look, no one's here.
I know. No one's there. You know what my problem with Google Plus? When I go to the app on my phone, it wants to download every single picture in my fucking gallery. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't want everyone seeing all my shit.
15 cock pics on there.
Yeah, I have private stuff on here, and it tries to download it all so everyone can see it. Yeah. No thank you. Genius. All right. Oh, donate to us too, why don't you? If you like the show, give us a couple bucks, 50 cents, whatever. We got costs. Cost of living.
Cost of a cup of coffee. That's what they always tell you in those commercials.
I know, for those poor kids.
Just a cup of coffee a day. Like, I don't drink coffee, so fuck you.
So I wouldn't know what coffee costs. So, what is that, $5? HotshotWizKids.com.
Drink water. How much does water cost? 3